Great timing because the Sycor convoy is arriving. Number 7, Ryan and Callum Crowe, quickest in qualifying so far. Second quickest, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. Tim Reeves and Kevin Kulsh. 72, Pete Founds and Jevon Walmsley. Could be an interesting battle for the podiums, this one. 69, Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes on the way through. Then number 14, Wayne Lockie and Matthew Rostrum made big improvements in the recent qualifying. So number 23, Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller. Number 9, Tony Baker and Tom Dunn. 87, Carl Fenwick and Jake Roberts. Number 83, Kirkup and Gash on the way through. 16, Hope and Bumfrey on the AGV services, the 600. The Jerby and Braddon pairing, there's number 25, David Marshall and Anthony Pitt. Three more interview, numbers 13 and 32. And then number 17, Charlie Morfitt. Newcomer passenger and driver duo of number 30, Richard Butler and Josh Saunders on that F2, the Ibstock and Bloodworth pairing. So Ryan and Callum Crowe were quickest in qualifying as numbers 66 and 42 come past, and the travelling marshals as well. But Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, a reminder that in that second sidecar session, the latest qualifying session, Oak Crawford and Hardy only 0.4 of a second off their pace. To you, Tim.
Yeah, as we await the sidecars to come, just time to tell you, fourth in that last race, 15, Nathan Harrison, fifth, 22, Paul Jordan, sixth, 44, Rob Hodgson, seventh, number 4, Michael Evans, and in eighth place, 21, Joe Yearsley, ninth, 36, Jamie Coward, 10th, number 2, Dominic Herbertson, but it's sidecars now, and there are the Jervy Crowe brothers on pole position, bike number 7, magnificent looking outfit. Whilst talking to them, and despite going over the 100 miles an hour, they weren't particularly happy with the way the bike was operating, which I found quite astonishing talking to them late afternoon here. But the grid is forming. It's second row, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, bike number 4, and number 72, Pete Founds and Jevon Walmsley. One machine, number 16, just being pulled into position. Darren Hope and Lenny Bumfrey. In third row of the grid, it's Tim Reeves and Kevin Kulsh. And then fourth row, 69, Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes and Carl Fenwick and Jake Roberts, number 87. So the sidecars go quite a long way back. That's a pretty full grid we have here for us. Just one being placed into position. And we'll wait for the green flag to wave at the back. And just a bit of a delay. Flag is still out here. So that's why there's no green flag at the back. And, yep, the green flag now waves. And look at the lights, everyone. Look at the lights. And the revs are really up. And away we go. And a good start by the Crows. And all safely away, Chris Kinley.
Goodness me, if you've never seen a sidecar race at the start of the Southern 100, you're seeing one now. Crowe's lead, then of course it's 72. And of course a change of number there for number 37 in your programme, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. They're at number 4, they slot into third place, but it's the Crowe's number 7 that lead from number 72, Founds and Walmsley. And then it's number 4, who's down as 37 in your programme, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy.
Thank you very much, Chris Kinley. We got as far back on the grid, 16, Darren Hope and Lenny Bumfrey, but other outfits that are starting this race. 14, Wayne Lockie and Matthew Rostron. 9 is Tony Barker and Tom Dawkins. 23, Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller. 83 is Michael Kirkup and Mark Gash. 25 is David Marshall and Anthony Pitt. 13 is Robert Hancock and Liam Gordon. 32 is Eric Lenzer and Danae Rosse. In number 17, we've got Charlie Morfitt and Dave Ryder. 30 is Richard Bennett and Joel Saunders. 66 is James Hanks and Jonathan Kirk. And then at 42, we've got Paul Reck and Ian Tennant. So that gives you all the runners and riders here as the officials make their way back away from the start line. And the bikes will be rumbling away towards Crossfall Ways, where we'll pick it up with Rob Pritchard.
They are indeed rumbling here towards Cross Four Ways in the sunshine. First three-wheeled racing action of the Platinum Jubilee Road Southern 100 Road Races. Founds and Walmsley lead ahead of Ryan and Callum Crowe, ahead of Crawford and Hardy as well on the way through. Reeves and Kulsh, Fenwick and Roberts, Lambert and Haynes, Thomas and Miller, Lennon Bumfrey, Lockie and Rostron, Baker and Dawkins, then numbers 25 and 83. on the way through as well. 32, Eric Lenzer and Anais Rosset. 17, Charlie Morfitt. And then number 13 outfit of Robert Hancock and Liam Gordon. So Pete Founds and Jevon Warmsley leading as the newcomer duo. Number 30, Richard Butler and Josh Saunders make their way through ahead of number 66. James Hanks, the newcomer driver, and Jonathan Kerr. But Pete Founds and Jevon Warmsley leading from Ryan and Callum Crowe, who had Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy right on their coattails to cross four ways as the travelling marshals make their way through. That was the number 42 outfit, Paul Reckoning and Tennant at the back of the convoy as well. But heading towards the end of this opening lap, it is all to play for in the front three. To you, Tim.
Yep, a few machines crossing the bridge, and there's three emerging into view all together. And it's Pete Founds and Jevon Warmsley that lead by 0.236 of a second ahead of Ryan Crowe and Callum Crowe. And then it's Crawford and Hardy in third, outfit number four. Number 77, Tim Reeves and Kevin Galt. And we're told that the Crows have got ahead of Pete Founds and Jevon Warmsley. Further down, the Castletown bypass. What thrilling racing we're having here. Change of lead once again in the sidecars. Everyone thought this was going to be a little bit of a benefit for the Crows, but talking to them, they still didn't feel the machine was really tuned in to their satisfaction. And, well, Pete Founds and Jevon Warmsley have got the lead here, but then further down, it's the Crows that have overtaken Founds and Warmsley. So in third, it's number four, and that is Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. In fourth place, number 77, Tim Reeves and Kevin Gulch. In fifth place is number 87, Carl Fenwick and Jake Roberts. Sixth is number 69, that's Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes. In seventh position is number 23, and number 23 is Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller. In eighth position is number 16, Darren Hope and Lenny Bumfrey. In ninth position, number 14, Wayne Lockie, Matthew Rostron. So it's choppy, changey all over again. Robert, cross four ways.
Ryan and Callum Crowe leading to cross four ways, and Pete Founds and Jevon Warmsley, and then Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy in third. So we heard of that overtake from the Crows on that second lap as number 77, Tim Reeves and Kevin Kulch on the way through. Number 87, Carl Fenwick and Jake Roberts. Number 69, Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes. So Carl Fenwick moving up a place. Number 23, Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller. They made up three places on that opening lap, started down in 10th ahead of Hope and Bumfrey, Lockie and Rostron. Baker and Dawkins on the way through cross four ways. Ryan and Callum Crowe then leading at cross four ways on this latest lap. Numbers 83, that's Kirkup and Gash, and then Marshall and Pitt on the 25 outfit on the way through as well in that particular order. Leading from Pete Founds and Jevon Warmsley, number four. Crowe, there's 32, 17 and 13 on the way through there. So at the back of that group is Robert Hancock and Liam Gordon as well. But it is still a very much a three-way battle out at the front. Ryan and Callum Crowe still leading. To you, Tim.
Well, who's it going to be? Two machines interviewed. It's the Crows that are leading, though. Oh, 101.995 miles per hour for the Crows. 101. The lap record is 102.398. But that is another race lap record on a record-breaking night at the Motor Isle Boulogne course. Pete Founds and Jevon Warmsley then, 101.241 miles an hour for them. And when you consider the backstory from between here and the TT and what they've been building with the Brothers bike, that is an astonishing performance by Pete Founds and Jevon Warmsley. In third, 2.2 seconds back is outfit number four. And outfit number four, of course, is Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. So just astonishing performances all round. Tim Reeves and Kevin Gulch, they're in fourth place. They're 11.6 seconds down, lapping at quicker than they went in practice, 96.872. But a note that Crawford and Hardy have gone over the 100 mile an hour as well, 100.938 miles per hour for them. In fifth, it's number 87, that's Carl Fenwick and Jake Roberts. Sixth is number 69, Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes. Seventh, number 23, Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller, cross four ways and Rob.
Quick reminder, the outright lap record for sidecars, 102.713, set last year. Here Ryan and Callum Crowe still leading, pulling out a bit of a gap to number 72. Pete Founds and Jevon Warmsley in turn have a bit of a gap as well. Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, that leading trio just seems to have spread out just a little bit. still very much in contention with one another there, but as outside of dicing for every corner there, as number 77 Tim Reeves and Kevin Kulch a few more seconds back make their way through on that Cosmic Racing machine. Number 87 Carl Fenwick and Jake Roberts still holding a second or two over number 69 Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes on the way through. So no change in the order from the last time through crosswise. Number 23 Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller right on their tail now is Darren Hope and Lenny Bumfrey as well. That's a good battle. Lockie and Rostron. Then we've got Baker and Dawkins on the way through on the number 9 outfit. So Ryan and Callum Crowe leading again across four ways. That gap just seems to have opened out just marginally to number 72 Pete Fountain. Jevon Wormsley to you, Tim.
Yep, looked like a grey outfit of the Crows that were leading. Indeed it is, and they've extended their advantage. And 102.747 miles per hour, an outright lap record for the Crow brothers. 102.747, the previous lap record set in 2022, 102.398. And also over 102 are Pete Fownes and Jevon Wormsley. 1.931 seconds, the advantage that the Crows have over Fownes and Wormsley. But an outright sidecar lap record for the Jerby brothers. Astonishing stuff. 77, Tim Reeves and Kevin Gulch are in third, but they're 20.3 seconds down on the Crows. Fifth is number 87, that's Carl Fenwick and Jake Roberts. Sixth is number 69, Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes. Seventh is number 23, Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller, and in eighth position it's number 16 Darren Hope and Lenny Bumfrey. But it is the Crows that are rewriting the history books once again down here at the Motor Isle Belang course. There's two more machines into view closely together, having their own battle in 13th and 14th, bikes number 32 and 13. A 1.931 second advantage, two machines over 102, one smashing the record. Rob.
Stunning that, absolutely stunning, as the number 42 outfit went through on a previous lap. Here are Ryan and Callum Crowe once again at cross four ways. They've opened that gap again to number 72 Pete Fownes and Jevon Wormsley, who in turn still lead from number 4 Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. So no change yet again, but Ryan and Callum Crowe, what an astonishing lap that is at just past the halfway point of this 6-lap race as well. Big gap to the rest of the field in behind, though, so that leading trio have really stretched out that advantage. So a reminder, the Crows 102.747 as number 77 Tim Reeves and Kevin Kulch come through in fourth position. A bit of a lonely race for them at the moment. Number 87 Carl Fenwick and Jake Roberts, but keeping them honest just behind them. Number 69 Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes just look to have made up a little bit of ground there. Let's see what it's like on the exit here. Fenwick and Roberts still leading Lambert and Haynes. Number 16, Hope and Bumfrey, they've moved up a place ahead of number 23, Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller. To you, Tim.
Yeah, the previous lap record was actually last year at nearly 100 and 2.7, but it is a new outright lap record. One machine retiring now is number 42. No quicker times this time, but an extended advantage for the Crows over Fownes and Wormsley. 2.965 is seconds is the advantage, and a further 4.4 back off the lead. Still very much in contention are Crawford and Hardy. So those three really have to stretch the elastic here and got away from the rest of the field. There's in fourth, number 77, and he's Tim Reeves and Kevin Kulch there, nearly 28 seconds down, as we've completed now four laps of this particular race. The sidecar record was 102.713 set by the Crows back in last year, but they've done 102.747 here this time around. Just give you the numbers because we'll be handing over soon. Fifth is 87, sixth is 69, seventh is number 16, that's Hope and Bumfrey. Eighth is number 23, and that number 23 bike is Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller. Ninth is number 14, and 14 is Wayne Lockie and Matthew Rostrom. And in 10th place is number 9. And in number 9, no time to tell you because you've got to go to cross four ways and Rob Pritchard.
Here we are, one machine way out in front now. That is the number 7 outfit of Ryan and Callum Crowe, shattering records already out in front. Pete Fountain, Jevon Walmsley. It looks like Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy have closed the gap ever so slightly, though. So the battle for second still very much on in the laps that are remaining. Just as we await the rest of the field, just to clarify a point that you mentioned there, Tim, the previous outright lap record from 2024 was in fact set by Ben Burchill and Kevin Rousseau, that 102.713 mile an hour lap, which has now, of course, been broken at 102.747 miles an hour by Ryan and Callum Cron, the previous lap. They lead and they've opened the gap, but that battle for second is still very much on between Founds and Walmsley and Crawford and Hardy as number 77 Tim Reeves and Kevin Kolsch through cross four ways yet again on this penultimate lap here, but the field very much getting spread out. We did see an overtake here last time out as well. Number 13 passing the number 32 outfit of Lenson Rosse. Here's Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes, so they've moved ahead of 87 Carl Fenwick. To you, Tim.
Thank you very much. Yes, quite right to get that correction in, but here are the Crows. And they are on to their final lap. And they have got a growing advantage, but there's a real battle now for second and third between Fownes and Walmsley and Crawford and Hardy. There's less than half a second between them, but the advantage for the Jerby brothers, who is 4.460 seconds ahead of Fownes and Walmsley. Crawford and Hardy are only 4.994 seconds behind the leaders. As the road goes quiet, that front three, as long as they can get round this last lap, they are the podium that we're going to be seeing down with Chris Kinley. But there is Tim Rees and Kevin Gulch there in fourth place, 36.886 seconds though down on the Crows, who are the leaders. There's number 69 through there, that's Greg Lambert and Andrew Haynes, and 87 through as well, 87 being Carl Fenwick and Jake Roberts. But yes, a new outright lap record set by Ryan and Callum Crowe, 102.747 seconds, as we've seen outfit number 16 through in 7th position, and 16 is Hope and Bunfrey. 8th position is number 14, and that's Lockie and Rostron. 9th is number 23, and 23 is Thomas and Miller, Robert Cross Fourways.
Yeah, Lockie and Rostrum moving up, Lambert and Haynes moving up into fifth as well as Ryan and Callum Crowe approaches on this final lap of this Ace Hire Sidecar race here. A record-breaking performance. Fownes and Walmsley in second from Crawford and Hardy in third. It looks like Fownes and Walmsley have just stretched that gap a little bit more, but Crawford and Hardy will be having none of it in the last few stages of this lap as we just get a little bit of a whiff of tyre smoke in there. Love to smell that in terms of the three-wheel action down here. We mentioned Lockie and Rostrum moving up into eighth. Greg Lambert and Andy Haynes moving up into fifth. Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller moving down to ninth. There was an overtake on the previous lap as well. Further down the field, Robert Hancock and Liam Gordon, the number 13 outfit, moving ahead of number 32, Eric Lenser and Anais Rosse as well. We can hear that Kawasaki whirring away. That's Tim Reeves and Kevin Kolsch. It's been a lonely race for them out in fourth at the moment. They've not been near the leading trio, but the rest of the field still being left well in their wake at the moment. To you, Tim.
Yeah, don't want to miss them crossing the line, and they come over the top, and there's fist pumps and slaps on the back as they cross the line in record-breaking fashion. Second place for number 72, Fownes and Walmsley, and Crawford and Hardy, number four in third. The winning margin in the end, 6.229 seconds, but an outright three-wheel lap record. Chris Kinley.
That is the sound of victory. And I tell you what, the interview between Pete Fownes and Jevon Walmsley and also Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy is going to be interesting. For those of you watching the TV coverage, we'll just hold back a minute here now. And I think they've all, yeah, it's all fair and love in war, boys. Well done, Lee. Brilliant stuff there. Great sportsmanship. But let's get into Ryan and Callum if we can. First of all, can I tell you your lap speed? What do you think it was? What do you think you did? 102.74.
That's right, isn't it?
That's pretty steady, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I'm happy with that.
Let's talk us through the first lap. Talk us through that absolute carnage, you three.
That was mega. It was proper racing, that was. That was proper racing.
Into Ballabeg, into Castletown, into Cross Fourways, into Castletown. Jev and Pete, they went really, really wide. You shoved up the inside. Lee then got pushed to the curb. Goodness me.
Oh, it was good. It was epic. Yeah, it's always been against the three of us here.
I'll get you water for your son. There you go.
My hand was on fire.
What's up with it?
Brakes or what? I was like that, riding down the streets and then grabbing all the handle. But
not waving at people, I know.
No, try not to.
you obviously got the clearance and then you did those couple of laps in the 102s, the 3 or 4 hundred and twos, and that 102.47 just pushed you away. You were gone. Did you know? Did you have a little look back? Was Carl having a look?
Well, I don't know. We don't communicate, do we? So all I felt was Pete and then Lee, and then it was just like, all right, there's a race on here. So I just pulled the pin and went for it. So
that's the absolute sidecar lap record you've done as well.
What is it?
It's quicker than the overall championship lap record as well.
Is that actually lap record?
Yeah, 102. I'll give you it. I've got it right here. There you go. Just bear with me.
That's all right there, isn't it?
So the old sidecar lap record is 102.713. You've done 102.747. I thought they were going to kiss each other then. Boys, steady on now.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's never been done before, but no. We actually have every active lap record on the Isle of Man now, so that's all right, isn't it? I didn't know that. I thought it was like 103 or something, lap record, but no, that's a surprise.
Well done, boys. Excellent stuff. Carl, just from your point of view, first lap.
I was a bit watching me right hand there, Lee's fair, and I felt it a couple of times, but no, that's just that's background short circuit racing, and what can I say? He's a phenomenal driver, and it's an absolute privilege to be riding around here and also get that lap record. And so I say a big thank you to Opal and Chris Kelly at Kell Properties. You know, it just doesn't happen without them. So and all the other supporters around us, we've got Dale, Richard, Lumley Engineering, Andy Veal, Will Beale. They all come here to support us, and it's, you know, the effort pays off.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Carl. Cheers. There you go, Ryan and Carl and Pete and Jev. Let's grab a word in them if we can. There we go. I think we're all right. Phil's trying to move stuff around. Come on, then. Let's talk us through that. I thought Lee's going to get off here. There's going to be trouble here. And there's going to be a rumble in the winner's enclosure.
Hey, you know, we've all got a mutual respect for each other. Absolutely. So, yeah, it's good. If you can't rub thirdings every once in a while, and as long as you're all being safe and behaving yourself, which we were. I think I left him. I thought I'd protected my line, but there was a. I think I maybe left him a bit.
This was Ballabeg, wasn't it? Last
Ballabeg, yeah. And fair play to him, he had a go. I'd have done the same. So, but I managed to close the door quick. Took his nose off. So sorry about that. But yeah, that's racing. Yeah,
you'd have done the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but
and Castletown first lap as well. It kind of hooked up on you a bit, did it?
Yeah, I'd been speaking to Al in the paddock, and he's saying you're letting your revs go a little bit low coming out the hairpin. So far, right, I'll give it a big handful. And yeah, maybe not.
And you were nearly in the bus stop.
I know. Yeah, we normally go inside onto the track again, weren't we? So, yeah.
So you were in there, then Crowe got in between there, and then Scott and Lee had nowhere to go, nearly the pavement.
Yeah, it's, like you say, when you're all racing that close, you know, you've got to have your wits about you. And like you said, the six lads at the front have all got our wits about us, and we know what to do. And we know what's safe and what's not safe.
I tell you, your quickest lap was 102.02.
Yeah, we'll take that. That's a bit of an improvement. So what we've done this week, we've just improved every session. So 104 in the next one, eh?
He said that. Jeff, how is that from your standpoint? After what you've been through to the past, what, since TT, that must be good to be back here and running at a good pace again.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. It was absolutely so much fun racing with these guys again. It was so close. Just smacking into each other. Like, yeah, it was amazing.
Ballabeg on the last lap, case in point.
yeah, that exactly. I was like, oh no.
Were you looking for him?
No, I just sort of looked as he tried to come up on the inside. But yeah, it was all good fun. It was all.
And there they are, shaking hands. Listen, that's what the sidecar boys are at. Well done, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
Well done. And we'll grab a quick word if we can now with Lee, if we can, just a quick conversation. I said to Pete, I was expecting you come in to be revving and there'd be a big rumble in here. But then I thought to myself, no, because you'd have done the same. He'd done the same to you as what you did to him, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely, of course. It was one of them. I wanted to go for the move. You know, after what Pete and Jevon have been through, it's an incredible achievement for them to come back here like they have and to represent the team and Team Founds. So well done to them. Went for a gap on him. The gap was there. I was a little out of control. And as soon as I hit him in the angle that we hit him, I just felt a bit guilty for it. So that was it. I thought, enough's enough. Third place, happy with that. Well done to Ryan and Callum and Team Crow, because that's mega, isn't it, for them. But three threes in a row for us on the island. So what more can we ask for?
And I think your quickest lap was 101.241.
Happy days, I don't know.
I think that's what I noted down very quickly. And that's good pace, that.
Yeah, no, one of the goals for that race was to get in the 101s. Had a PB for us. So it's incredible. And we're on the same package that we had at the TT we brought here, so over the moon with it. We just need to do a few more little things, give these guys a bit of a go.
How was the curb and Castletown Bridge on the first lap, by the way? Close?
Flattened. Flattened it.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, buddy. Cheers. There we go. So we'll just let the sidecars there. We'll do the sidecar podium in a second or two. We'll just wait for this. The bikes you can hear in the background, by the way, are the Supersport B race that was red flagged just a little bit earlier on. So we're just waiting for these guys to go. Tim, if you can just tidy up this just for a second, and then I'll keep your ears on board because we'll get race B out. And when they go out on track, we'll come back down here.
No problem. It was 101.896 that Crawford and Hardy did. Fownes and Wormsley, 102.028. Fourth was Outfit 77. That's, of course, Reeves and Kolsch. In fifth was number 69. 69 is Lambert and Hayes. Seventh is Hope and Bumfrey. They were in seventh, number 16. Eighth, number 14, that's Lockie and Rostron. In ninth was number 23, Thomas and Miller. And in tenth was number nine being Baker and Dawkins. And then it was 11th for number 83, that's Kirkup and Gash. 12th, number 25 being Marshall and Pitt. 13th is number 13, that's Hancock and Gordon. And in 14th was number 32, Lenser and Rosse. And just to confirm, there will be a further race very shortly. Race 4B, the JCK Supersport 600 CCB race, being rerun after it was red flagged earlier. Back to Chris.
Yeah, they've not left here yet. We're just waiting for just a couple of final riders, I think, just to make the way down. I think there's one more just coming here now. And it is going to be for the Ace Hire and Sale Sidecar Race that we will do the presentation. And no less a man than Kenny Harrison, who won the championship here a couple of times, is going to be doing the presentations. So that means I think everybody's just about here. Yes, and the machines are now making the way out. So once we get a little bit of quiet, and it is nice to give these guys their appreciation. The crew outfit is up on the ramp here now. They've got their crash helmets in good fettle. Just in the standard, they keep it, just leave it into gear. So the final bikes, just going back to the Adam Randall's there. As soon as we've done this, we'll hand straight to Rob. So ladies and gentlemen, the Ace Hire and Sale Sidecar Race to present the awards. Multiple Southern 100 winner over the years and a damn fine chap from Ramsey. It's Kenny Harrison, folks. Give him a big round of applause, Ken. Good to see you, mate. Ladies and gentlemen, in third place, they're in your programme as 37, but running number 4, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy. Well done, boys. Like Lee says, three threes. That's quite good. In second place, number 72, Pete Fownes and Jevon Wormsley. And the race winner and a new absolute sidecar lap record, 102.747 for Ryan and Callum Crowe. So well done to Ryan, well done to Callum. They get the laurel wreaths over the neck and, of course, the Forage and Vintners sparkling wine. So well done to the boys. So once again, folks, Lee Crawford and Scott Hardy, Pete Fownes and Jevon Wormsley, and, of course, Ryan and Callum Crowe. Woohoo! And the champagne goes